And I found myself drinking close to 2 bottles of wine every day and really being frustrated if we had to have a day off for some reason, you know, whether we were traveling or if I was sick or we were somewhere, my husband was like, oh, we should just take a break. Or I was the designated driver, just feeling frustrated and wondering like, why is this, that this thing has such a hold on me when it didn't used to? Why is it taking up so much of my brain space, you know? And I could stop drinking for periods of time, but I never felt emotionally okay about it. Like I would be able to stop physically, but emotionally I felt sorry for myself. I felt like I was missing out or like things weren't just going to be as fun or, you know, and so it took up a lot of my thinking. And so I started to, you know, do what most people do, create some rules and limits around my drinking. Okay, I'm just going to only drink on the weekends. And then I break that rule. Okay, I'm just going to drink, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, break that one. Drink only, you know, after Wednesday, or only 2 glasses of wine a night, or whatever the case is, and kept just not, you know, finding whatever reason to break them. And I remember very vividly waking up many nights at 3 in the morning, just feeling like, man, you know, what is wrong with me? Like, why is it that this has such a hold on me? What happened? Who am I even? This doesn't make any sense. I'm totally in control in every other area of my life. I'm seeming to do good. Nobody even knows this about me. But like, for me, it's tearing me up and feeling a lot of emotional upset about that. And one day I was coming home from London. I had been there for a work trip and I had been drinking the entire time. I had gone into the hotel bar in the morning on my way to the airport and basically asked for some mimosas, and it was super early. And the waitress said, well, we haven't opened the champagne yet because it's too early. The bottle will just go flat, but I can make you a screwdriver. And that was one of those little lines that like hadn't really crossed, like hard alcohol first thing in the morning. But I was like, okay, I feel so bad. I just need to get it to get through so I can fall asleep on the plane. Like, okay. And so I had a few screwdrivers. And I remember getting off the train in the airport and sitting there. And I actually, you know, just started journaling at that point. And I remember very vividly, well, I have the journals, sitting there writing, like, you know, really realizing that what I was trying wasn't working. Also really feeling like, you know, what anything that was out there wasn't for me. I didn't feel like I resonated with anything. I actually had a girl, a very close friend of mine, who got sober with AA. And when I asked her, like, oh my gosh, we drink as much as, like, I drink as much as you. What do I need to go to AA? And she's like, oh no, I learned that I'm an alcoholic. I was born this way. You're not. And that was 6 years before this train epiphany. And so I was like, okay, well, obviously that's not for me. Where do I fit in this? And not maybe asking that question consciously, but definitely feeling like, all right, there's got to be an answer here that I'm not seeing. And I think it was in that moment that I really started to ask a different question, which, you know, I stopped asking what was wrong with me. And I started asking, okay, well, what's changed? Like, why is it different? And I started looking more at the substance of alcohol than at myself. And I actually did something really radical to your summit title, is I stopped trying to stop drinking. And I just made a commitment to myself. I knew that the hamster wheel I was on of making limits and breaking limits was just taking my self-worth into the toilet. I knew it wasn't working. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to take as long as it takes. And I'm just going to find the answer to why is it different? What's changed? Why is it that this fermented liquid in a glass has such a hold on me? And I just committed that that was my promise to myself. And I really felt like that was one I could keep, because it, you know, I was like, I can do that.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th, or buy an all-access pass.